Well, good morning, boys and girls. I'm glad to see you guys here this morning. Have you ever seen a caterpillar? You ever seen a caterpillar? Yeah, so caterpillars look like furry worms, and they got a lot of legs, and they crawl along the ground. And they eat and eat and eat a lot of leaves, and eventually they build a cocoon. Have you ever seen a cocoon of a caterpillar? So they build a cocoon around themselves, and they're in this cocoon, and they wait and they wait. And pretty soon, they come out of that cocoon, but they have changed. They're no longer a caterpillar that crawls along the ground. Instead, they are a beautiful butterfly that can fly through the air that has wings. Something amazing happens when they go in that cocoon and they come out changed. God changes them from a caterpillar to a butterfly. Well, today, we are talking about a time when Jesus was changed. Matthew chapter 17, Matthew tells us that Jesus and Peter and James and John all went to the top of a mountain. And while they were there, Jesus was changed. They say that Jesus' face shone like the sun, and his clothes were white as the light. So Jesus was standing before them shining, and then Moses and Elijah, who had been dead for a long, long time, appeared before them too, and they were talking with Jesus. And then all of a sudden, they heard a voice from heaven saying, "This is my son whom I love. Listen to him." So when the disciples came down off that mountain, they too were changed because they knew that Jesus was God's son. Now, God promises to change us too. You are not going to become a butterfly and have wings. And you are not going to shine like the sun like Jesus did. But God promises to change our hearts and to make us more like Jesus. God promises that if we listen to him and we do what he says, that we will become more like Jesus. That we will be kinder to others, and that we will show love to others, and that we will know more of who God is and what God wants us to do. When we ask God to be our friend forever, God promises to change us. He promises to make us more like Jesus, and that is great news. So this week, ask God what he wants you to do, and then do what God says. And God will make you more like Jesus. It takes a long time. It takes our whole lives for God to change us. And sometimes we make mistakes. But God promises that he won't leave us the same, that he will help us become more like Jesus. And that is great news. So let's pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for helping us be more like Jesus. Help us to listen to you and to do what you want us to do. Thank you for changing us from the inside out. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.